Simon says, get the fuck up, throw your hands in the sky. We just in the back sipping yak, y'all, what's up? Girls, rub on your titties. Yeah, I said it, rub on your titties. New York City gritty committee, pity the fool that act shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. Y'all know the name, Pharaoh fucking March, ain't a damn thing changed. You all up in your range of shit, inebriated. Straight from your original plan, you deviated. I alleviated the pain with long-term goals. Slip my underground loop without the gold. You sold fat around the world, I sold wood in the hood. But when I'm in the street and shit, it's all good. Assume the motivator, boom, control the game like boom. Ready to rock, clock, dollar flip, tips like a way to block shots. Styles greater, let my lyrics anoint. If you holding up the wall, then you're missing the point. Get the fuck up. Simon says get the fuck up. Put your hands to the sky. Brooklyn in the back shooting crap.
Hello,
now,
welcome
up?
To Shut Up Girl, the Native with Christopher and J-Balls. Hello.
I really don't get that one at all.
I don't either,
what,
man.
What the fuck were you going for?
Who knows, man? I'm so fucking awful with these. So awful. I hate them every time.
Yeah, you know what? Eventually we'll get good at it, but I really think we need one of your songwriting buddies to write us an intro.
Well, I've told these lazy cunts this a couple times now, and they've yet to do it. So,
you know, you get a fucking little hashtag.
I know Miguel
somewhere.
Listens every fucking week, too. I mean, Miguel is an avid listener. My friend Chuck down in Texas, I don't know if he listens to me or not. It's pretty disappointing. I don't think he does.
I mean, how long? You got nothing else to do, right?
You got a couple
intro.
Of those where, like, good friends, and you're just like, I don't think they listen. You would have thought, like,
I have a few
these
of those.
Particular friends would have listened, and then you find out, like, I don't think they give
well,
a fuck.
But then I get messages from a lot of these people that say, oh, yeah, that one was funny. Hey, what the fuck were you thinking? Stuff like that. And so I'm like, that's why I was saying our statistics aren't always right.
I don't know.
But let's talk about a statistic.
Oh, welcome. The Czech Republic.
Comrades, welcome.
Comrades. I don't think they're comrades, are they?
Yeah, to me, they're all commie in that area of the world. You know, you got Bulgaria,
guess.
Russia, Czech Republic, Yugoslavia. All those guys are
Yeah, but I think the
commies.
Czech Republic is more in like Europe, where it's like, my wife brought me out a cookie. Thank you.
If looks could kill, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, what's the dirty look for? You made a cookie. Okay, well, I'll eat it and I'll...
All right, we need an opinion.
It's a fucking not done cookie.
It's out of the oven.
That's delicious. Give me that cookie.
What was the red thing in there?
Cherries.
Ooh, lovely.
Well, anyways, I have no fucking clue what I was talking about. Like, normal women ruin everything. So,
And by the way, I or Nick got no cookie. We got no fucking cookie.
I actually love that.
She came out. He basically pissed her off. She told him to fuck off and then brings him a cookie. We have no cookie.
I have no cookie.
You might get a cookie soon. She was wanting me to test this cookie. I don't think she was wanting to
keto,
give three of them.
I can't have a cookie. So the Czech Republic, I consider all those guys the same. Yugoslavia, the Czech Republic, the Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
Russia. To me, they're all commies.
Yeah, I just thought, I was looking at it, I thought the same thing. But then I looked at them on a map, and they're not really surrounded by the commie countries.
Oh, really?
No, they're surrounded by like Poland and...
Yeah, because I saw when they
Germany,
looked
like
on the on the Podbean map,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the Czech Republic was a lot further down than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's also known as Chechnya.
They were at war with. They're still at war with Russia. They've been at war with Russia for 100,000 years or something like that.
Yeah, it's surrounded by Germany, Austria, Poland, Slovakia. Now I kind of consider them kind of the commie types.
Any Vakia?
Yes. And Hungary is kind of close, too. But Hungary is just as close as Switzerland, you know, and I don't think of Switzerland like that at all.
Switzerland's
so
the only
I guess
neutral country
this
left
whole time
in the world,
I've been
they?
Judging Chechnya a little bit different than what they deserve.
Well, I saw a video once of a Chechenian guy who found a Russian and chopped his head off. So I'm like, these guys are pretty fucking brutal.
They're nowhere close to Russia on this fucking map. You got Ukraine in between. Ukraine's pretty fucking huge. Belarus.
Hey, where were the guys from in Taken?
They're all Russian to me. I'm kind of just like you. They're
yeah,
just
but they're from
generic.
Somewhere else.
If you're not from like the the Germany, England, Italy, Ireland part of Europe.
Well, half of just Russia consider is Russian. In Asia.
Yeah, most of it is, actually. As you can tell from this conversation, we're kind of fucking morons when it comes to geography.
Yeah, but we told you at the beginning, we're morons on most of the things we're giving opinions about.
Oh, true, true.
So first things first, thanks to the Czech Republic, and just a real quick, we're not going to stay on this long, but...
Hey, you know who it was?
Who?
Because they don't got much. Now, we could go Sigmund Freud's family. He was originally from there.
They're Austrian.
He's Austrian, but he was born in the Czech Republic. I've done my research, all right? But who I really think it is, because she likes the nasty talk, she runs a little les, well, complete les, Martina Navratilova.
Was she
I said that
Czech
name wrong.
Navratilova?
Yes, she was Czech.
It could be her. It could be one of those
great
hot Olympic gymnasts. It could have been one of them.
Oh, you're right. You're right. It could have been one of those.
If we're going to pick a...
You did talk about last week how you liked the little gymnast.
Well, because I'm really fucking worried about the fucking Olympics being canceled. Are they canceled yet?
I don't give a shit. That's my least favorite fucking sporting event.
I love the Olympics.
I hate the Olympics.
Fucking love them.
Everybody's all of a sudden super patriotic. Even me. Like, I don't give a fuck about, you know, countries really in general. I'm that guy. Like, whatever. But when it comes to Olympic time, just because I'm a sports guy, all of a sudden I'm fucking, go America, you know?
All right, well, let me ask you this weird question. Let's say hypothetically you're in the fucking Klan. You're a Klansman.
Okay.
Okay. And the Klan is real big on preaching about Christianity and America.
America.
America and Christian. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's say the Klan's watching the Olympics.
Their Christianity's a little weird. But
okay.
Go ahead.
And let's say there's a boxing match, let's say hypothetically, between a guy from fucking Saudi Arabia and a black American. Who are they rooting for? They hate the fucking Muslims. They hate black people. But he's an American. Who are they rooting for?
I feel like I know that answer.
Well, tell me.
They're rooting for the American. Now, I know this because...
How about if he was Jewish? A Jewish American. They fucking hate Jews more than they hate black people.
They're still rooting for the American. Listen, my grandpa grew up... I don't know if he was in the Klan, but his dad was the Grand...
My uncle was.
My great-grandfather was the Grand Wizard of the Klan and of his group. So he was top dog. You know what I mean?
That was Jason, everybody. J-A-S-O-N.
Well, that's... I've always joked about that. That's kind of the funny thing about my history, I guess you could say, is I went from Grand Wizard of the Klan three generations ago to black kids. You know what I mean? So, I mean, yeah, it's like it's the revolution of my family there, on that side. And my grandpa even was like a great thing because I grew up and he was racist. You know what I mean? He wasn't like the mean racist type, if that makes any sense, but he was racist. He called black people shadows or shades.
So many people were back then, though.
Yeah, I mean, I never heard him drop the hard R or anything like that. But I also never heard the guy say fuck. But if he was like, my dad said, like, when he was around just him, you know, motherfuck, you know what I mean? Just their generation didn't cuss like that around kids as much.
Yeah.
You know, you got your shits and your bitches and shit like that. So he tried to keep it clean, but he was definitely racist. But loved basketball and loved every black guy on the team that he liked. Now, the, you know, shades on the other team, fuck them. But UC's team, he loved, you know, Curtis Bostic, loved Curtis Bostic. There's no one more black than Curtis Bostic. He looks like a fucking more in-shape George Foreman.
He sounds like a racist of convenience.
Well, yeah.
Whenever it suited him, he was racist. Well, when he wasn't.
I think that's the thing, though, is I think they still, when it came to sports, you know, they'll still root for their people that were on their team. And since America is their team, I think they'd still would have rooted for them over the other countries' people.
Yeah, of course. Then during the parade, when they came back, they would have fucking yelled bad things at them and stuff like that, like always.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Still horrible people. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but that was the funny thing about my grandpa is he, you know, growing up like that, he was like that. But then my sister had a black child and no one loved that kid more than my grandpa. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
like,
so it kind of changed him at the end of the year. Him and Carmen became like best of buddies. Like, see, so to see that growing up and then to see it towards the end was like, I would have never expected that. But it was kind of cool to watch the evolution of a person, you know, go from being racist to, you know, loving regardless.
Well, yeah, that's maybe that opened his eyes up a little bit, or no, just stuck with the family and that was it.
No, I think it opened his eyes up a little bit.
Something's got to eventually.
I mean, there's still that instilled racism. I mean, he would have been 95 yesterday. It was actually his birthday. So, you know, that generation of people, good luck finding one that wasn't racist.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean? And like, even if they weren't like outwardly, like I'm calling people the N-word racist, they were still, if I'm in the black neighborhood, I'm either not going to the black neighborhood, or if I'm in there, I'm fucking nervous as shit, clutching my purse and everything else.
Yeah, but you know what's, I'll just say it. I said it before, like episode one or two, my dad wasn't. My dad was not racist in any way, shape, or form. My dad's best of friends were black guys, white guys, a lot of Hispanic Cubans, because mm-hmm. that's who worked in the casino industry back then. There was a lot of Cubans. But his two best friends that I remember was one black guy named Carl, and then the gaming, the guy who ran the gaming, the VP of gaming.
Well, again, I think your location might have had a lot to do with that. Was he
Vegas?
From Arizona in that area?
Yeah, my dad grew up in Florida, moved to Kentucky for a while.
Florida's kind of racist.
Yeah, but see, dad spoke fluent Spanish.
Yeah.
So he always was around a lot of Spanish people.
So he was probably raised a certain way. He was aberration of most.
When he went to Vegas, and you know, like I said, these were his best of friends. That's the one really fucking great thing I could say about my dad is he, back when I was born in 65, I mean, I never heard anything racist come out of his mouth. We always had people of every color in the world at my house. My dad wasn't racist one tiny little bit.
Yeah.
And that's rare for back then.
No, very rare. Very, very rare. My family was that side of my family. I don't think my other side of my family, my dad's side of the family, I don't know if they were or not. That was just never brought up. But they were super liberal type people in general.
Right.
But they were liberal just because of JFK. When JFK came along and he was a Catholic, and that was such a big deal to other Catholics, a lot of people that maybe didn't vote, you know, Democrat before went Democrat because they finally let a Catholic in, basically.
Well, was that before or after he started dropping acid to get the clarity?
Hey, we got some emails this week.
Who? Wait, I got a name. I was real close last week with the snatch grabber,
mm-hmm.
and it was something else. I said snatch muncher.
Oh, we're
or
going with Get Pussy 69 first?
Well.
That's fine. All right, what's your guess?
My guess is Cuntmonger.
Cuntmonger?
Cuntmonger.
Cuntmonger. Cunt. Cunt.
He's never used cunt yet.
He hasn't. Nope. That's not close. I guess you can. Well, you got a guess?
If I had said anything, it would be. Can't think of anything.
All right. You don't have a guess.
Guitar noise.
No guitar. Crotch destroyer.
Crotch destroyer.
So it doesn't seem as nasty, honestly. It just seems kind of nice.
Well, yeah, but destroyer sounds kind of nice. So basically, this guy's implying that he's got a hog.
Yeah,
when he barrels into you, he leaves a gaping fucking wound before he pulls out. That's not the case. This guy's 5'8" and weighs about 140 pounds. Well, but we talked about that. Little guys can have big dicks.
He's not that little. He's a normal size human.
Skinny guys have the biggest dicks. We've talked about that.
They at least look the biggest. All right, shut up, Cincinnati. If you are taking a shit and then immediately taking a shower afterwards, do you bother wiping your ass? Do you do a full clean or somewhere in the middle?
Well, that's a good question. But I will say this, anytime it's possible, I try to shit before I shower, because nothing worse than getting out of the shower and then feeling it.
Oh, that is shitty.
But yes, I 100% give a full cleaning before I get in the shower. I don't want poop falling on the tub.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I know that's a thing, you can do that, but exactly, why would you want poop falling out of the tub, then you're sitting in it? You know it's going to go sit there for a little while it slowly dissolves down the sink.
Yeah, that's right. And then I'm going to put my kid in that tub later.
Yeah.
So no.
No, I do a full wipe.
Full standing up. Nasty fuck.
Hey, I will send you pictures of my butthole to prove you that it's clean. All right. Do not fucking test me on that one. Are you guys Skyline or Gold Star guys? I personally think Skyline blows Gold Star out of the water, but I'm curious about the other opinions. Now, this is his Disney question basically this week.
Yeah, that's his shit question. I'm definitely a Gold Star or a Skyline out of those two. I prefer Skyline 100% over the Gold Star.
I always mix this up and forget which one's which.
Cinnamon is Gold Star. Chocolate is Skyline.
I think I am Gold Star for the Coney's, Skyline for the Three Ways. Skyline's a little bit more watery, and I think it works out a little bit better with the pasta, whereas Gold Star, since it's not as watery, works out a little bit better with the bun. So I switch it up. I'm not an either guy. Depending on which place I am is depending on what I order, though.
You know, I grew up in Arizona eating Cincinnati chili.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's from just across the river, so she made it all the time. It was one of her favorite things. She made it all the time. But she used and still does, uses a pack that just says Cincinnati chili on it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say Skyline or whatever, but when I came here to live, I said, I'm going to go to a restaurant first thing and try it, you know, right out of the restaurant. And Skyline definitely hit me right off. It became my favorite. So, I mean, I eat it once every 6 weeks. I don't eat it very often.
Yeah. We go on little binges where we'll get a decent amount. She's actually a Gold Star person, so we get Gold Star more often than Skyline. Like I said, I've never been one to have a giant preference of either, but I do think one makes one better than the other, depending on what you're going to have. Skyline's menu is a little bit more expansive. I like that.
They
got some baked potatoes and shit on there. That's good.
They got burritos and shit like that.
Gold Star has burritos.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, but that's all they have, I think, is burritos. Now, Gold Star did add, well, a couple different things. Gold Star added a club sandwich at their regular locations, but have you been to one of these Gold Star burger places?
No.
They got those now. We got one in Anderson right now. You can get a burger, right? You know, they got the regular Gold Star menu, but now they got burgers and chicken sandwiches and shit, too. And their chicken sandwich, everybody talks about Popeyes, and Popeyes is fucking good. The Gold Star chicken sandwich is nothing to fucking sneeze at. It's one of the better chicken sandwiches out there, wow, in my opinion.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, go try that Gold Star fried chicken sandwich. Not the, you know, don't put chili on it or any weird shit like that. Well, but the burgers come with chili on them if you want them. That probably wouldn't be bad, but the chicken would probably taste like shit.
See, when I eat it, either one of these, and then we're going to get off this because it's a pretty boring topic.
Says you. People love this shit.
I like the habanero cheese at Skyline, the hot stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Tasty.
That is good. I'm trying to think what else. There's no other difference. They're better served Pepsi products, I believe. So I get my Mountain Dew at either one of them. Yeah, how about any of the op brands?
I used to hear my mom said growing up here, her favorite was a one called Empress Chili.
Okay, yeah, they got that in Kentucky.
Yeah,
I believe
she said that was
or no,
her
they're all over
favorite.
Dixie Chili's in Kentucky. They got Dixie Chili.
Yeah, and then you got what?
Pleasant Ridge
Chili.
I've heard that's decent.
And there's one right up on what's the one on Hopple Street?
Camp Washington.
Camp Washington.
And Camp Washington is good. Not very good.
It isn't.
No, I think it's awful. Camp Washington is some good late night drunk food. But don't get their fucking conies and stuff.
I had Blue Ash chili once.
You got Blue Ash?
It wasn't terrible.
About that.
It wasn't terrible, but to me it's very similar.
Price Hill? Don't they got one?
I haven't had it, but I heard it was good.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, growing up, Mom said Empress was her favorite.
All right. Third question. What is the greatest sporting event you have ever witnessed? In real life or TV, it says.
That I've ever personally witnessed?
Yeah.
To me, it's no doubt, and it was I fucking hated it because my team was on the losing end. It was the playoff game, Oilers-Bills, back in 19...
You weren't there, though, right? This is on TV?
It was on TV.
Okay.
He said on TV or witness.
Right? Yeah, he said either one.
I was the biggest Oiler fan on the face of the planet because I didn't know Frank Jacobs yet.
Yeah.
But we were up 38-3 at halftime, and without Jim Kelly... And Frank Reich in there. Jim Kelly was hurt. Frank Reich came back and won the game. 38-3 at halftime.
I remember that game.
And we fucking lost. Now, even though I was on the losing end of that, my fucking heart was broken and it was fucking terrible. Without a doubt, the greatest thing I've personally viewed, this comeback was incredible. They went from a first half being able to do nothing. I think three first downs in the first half. Fucking nothing. And then in the second half, I think it was Marv Levy was the coach back then.
Marv Levy was the coach.
And I have no fucking idea what he said to them at halftime with a quarterback like Frank Reich, but they came back and shut the Oilers down 100%.
Yeah, I remember that game. My best friend growing up at that age, and I think I was, like you said, it was like 92, maybe 90 somewhere. I don't know, but I was only like 10, 11, 12 years old. But I remember watching that with him. He was the biggest fucking Buffalo fan for some reason.
Yeah, fuck him.
And yeah. And he was all excited, and it was a hell of a game, though. I do remember that.
Best one I've watched. Like I said, it was terrible for me on the losing end.
Shout out to Brad. He's the one that got me started smoking weed. Good for you, Brad. First
trendsetter.
Yep. You really made an impact in my life.
What was your answer?
I can't really think of anything live. Or not live, but I mean, I watched at home. You know, there's a bunch of great moments, obviously. Cincinnati fan, when the Reds won, it was obviously huge, but since it was a sweep, I think it kind of took away some of the excitement at game four, you know what
right.
I mean? So I'm going to go a live event I seen, and it was actually minor league, the Cyclones. I got to see both of the times the Cyclones won the Kelly Cup.
Oh, nice.
And
that's
was
cute.
And it was
I
just cool
Cyclones
because
games.
they won the Kelly Cup. You had all the confetti fall from the ceiling. You had the presentation of the cup and everything. And I've got to see it twice. I think they won 1 year, then they didn't, then they won the year after that or something. They won two right. out of 3 years there for a little while. And that
yeah,
was
that
just
would
a,
be exciting.
It was a great fucking game. It was cool to see the Cyclones game where the whole building was sold out. You know what I mean? It was rocking. It felt like major league sports at that point. You know, usually go to Cyclones game, you might have the first level filled out.
Yeah.
A specialty night where they got the
dollar beer night.
Well, that yeah. or if you ever go to the kids like the Ninja Turtle nights and stuff like mm-hmm. that, they get kind of crowded for that. But most nights, there's not that many people there.
No.
You got Alex Carmesito and about 20 other crazies. You know,
you know, I think, and I'm not 100% sure, I was a little kid, but I grew up watching, you know, we watched the Olympics in our house. It was just something we did. And that fucking USA victory hockey game.
1980.
Was it 80? Is that the year it was?
1980.
I would have loved to say I could remember that.
Yeah, you're too young.
I was a freshman in high school.
Oh, okay.
But back then,
it wasn't that big of a deal.
Well, in Arizona, there was no professional hockey team. Nobody played hockey there, so you rarely watched hockey. You watched hockey on the Olympics if there was nothing else on, because we didn't grow up knowing anything about hockey.
Yeah.
I didn't start liking hockey until I became a little older. Went to a couple of I went to an LA Kings game and I was pretty much hooked after that. It was cool. I went and watched
Gretzky.
Fucking Gretzky at LA, and
that's cool.
Oh, it was pretty fucking cool.
I never got hooked on hockey. That's never been my, you know, even top four or five of sport. But hockey games live are great.
They're fucking.
They're
awesome.
They're fast.
There's something about them. I never really got into it watching on TV. I actually learned almost everything I've learned about hockey through playing NHL video games. You know, that's how I learned that and soccer.
Well, the thing about hockey that I think is so cool is the fucking athleticism of these guys. I mean, these guys are fucking on skates and they're going 100 miles an hour
it's
up
crazy,
and down the fucking
it?
Ice, and then they can still shoot the puck at, what, 100 miles an hour they shoot that thing or faster?
I'll tell you one overrated thing, and not that they're not exciting when they happen. NHL fights, overrated. Well, barely ever are they any good. Most of the time they miss. I mean, it's almost impossible to have a good fight when you're on skates and have that much equipment on. But I'm just saying they're very rarely any good. And of course, every time they happen, and they used to happen a lot more than they do nowadays, it's always exciting. But the actual fight itself, as someone, I guess, that has been a UFC guy and MMA guy my whole life, basically, at this point, it's not that fun.
Well, no, but the cool thing about it is that there's a fucking strategy in a hockey fight. The first thing they do is try to get the back of that jersey to pull the fucking jersey off.
Oh, there's a whole thing, yeah.
To expose the face, you know?
Like any kind of fight, you got to adapt to how it is.
Well, you're on ice.
Yeah, yeah, and you're on skates while you're doing this. And then I remember the one time that it all changed when the official came over to try to stop this thing. The guy fell down and the skate went and cut his jugular vein open.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, it was live on TV. You can still see it on YouTube. And that's what changed hockey fights. Now, if you're both standing up fighting, you'll watch on a hockey fight. They won't come near you.
Really?
They let you go. They don't come to break it up until you've hit the ice.
I do know that. That is what they do. They break it up.
That's the reason, because an official came to try to break it up. A guy fell and his skate sliced this guy's jugular vein. And immediately, like I said, on YouTube, you can watch it. He's holding it here and the blood's just squirting out about 10 feet. So they said, all right, new rule.
Do he live?
Yeah, he lived.
Oh, man.
But the new rule is after that, if they're both on their feet, you don't get anywhere near.
I feel if they live, then we can just keep on going then.
Man, those things are like razor blades.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That's an enhancer. If a guy got his jugular vein shot and there's blood flying everywhere and now they get to play in the blood.
It was pretty fucking gross.
See, as my violent, loving self, that makes the game so much better. It's like those baseball fights. Everybody's like, oh, you know, poor sportsmanship. I wish there was fucking someone charging them out once a game. I wish there was a full fight every game. I fucking love that shit.
Well,
I mean, poor sportsmanship in
sports. If you remember some of the greatest ones, I thought the greatest fucking sports fight. Now, there's been some better with more fucking action in it.
Yeah.
But when Robin Ventura charged Nolan Ryan.
Oh, I remember that one. That was a good one.
Nolan Ryan immediately, this country boy, fucking hillbilly Nolan Ryan, he comes charging out at him. Nolan Ryan puts him in a headlock and just starts beating him in the face about 10 fucking times.
Nolan Ryan was the first guy that was hitting the high 90s, 100 every once in a while on a regular basis.
But he was a guy, he was just like his old fucking farm guy, and you know, you just didn't fuck with him.
No.
I mean, Robin Ventura found out the hard way. He came out and on national TV got the living shit kicked out of him in front of everybody. Best sports moment ever for me.
That was a good one. There's been a couple good ones, but either way, I love baseball fights.
Yeah.
I love NBA fights. I love when that guy went in the stands and hit people. I don't give a fuck. I just like weird shit that happens in sports, and everybody else gets their fucking panties in a bunch about it, but not me. I wish it happened more often.
Yeah, I agree.
Have you guys ever used food items to stick in a girl's vagina while getting intimate?
Yes.
Examples, a banana, cucumber, pineapple. Pineapple. Yes. Jesus Christ, pineapple.
I don't want to know those people that could take a pineapple.
Crusty crab.
I've done that. Without a doubt. Had a real freak girlfriend. I've done it a few times, but had a real freak girlfriend, I don't know, late 80s. Cucumbers were used, the occasional carrot, frozen hot dog once. Yeah, there was lots of things. And then there's always the, you know, whipped cream on the nipples and stuff.
Yeah,
like
that's
that,
a different story.
All that. But yeah, cucumbers and carrots were her choice.
Was it a frozen, requested frozen?
No, we had no cucumbers, no carrots.
You ate them all.
So I'm in the kitchen looking for something. Hey, frozen hot dog. That's what you get, which was really fucking gross when you think about it.
No, I don't like that idea at all. The frozen hot dog really grosses me out.
First of all, she wasn't crazy about it either. She was the freak there, not me. She was the cucumber person. She had a vibrator that, like a dildo that didn't have a head on it or anything. It looked like a fucking cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I don't know what kind of shit she was into. I know
frozen
that.
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
The hot dog wasn't big enough. But yeah, cucumbers, carrots, yeah.
Yeah, she would have to get like a broad or a med or something like that.
Yeah, tell us about your girl that jammed a pineapple up her snatch.
Yeah, really? I don't have any good stories like that, sir. You have anything, Nick? Vegetables?
I've never gotten anything other than kind of like Chris, that whipped cream involved.
Yeah.
Or like chocolate too. Or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, chocolate's good.
I had a girl put Pop Rocks in her mouth and blow me.
That hurt?
No, it just sizzled.
I'll say this. Don't ever let a girl with champagne in her mouth blow you.
Really?
Burns. Yep.
You know, I think one of the weirdest BJs I ever got, a girl threw a Hall's Mentholyptus in her mouth.
That probably isn't bad.
It numbed the shit out of it. It was almost like that cream that you rub on mm-hmm. the wipes. It numbed the shit out of you.
I think
you still
it would,
felt it.
I feel like it would make a sticky dick, though.
I don't remember, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't remember either. I think the Pop Rocks probably would have, too. But
see, what if one of those Pop Rocks had went down your pee hole before it exploded?
And just sizzled?
It just started sizzling like a fucking kidney stone.
They
in
don't
there.
Really explode, per se, but I mean, it's just, I don't know. It was her idea. I thought it was funny, if nothing else.
It is funny.
I was like, sure. And yeah, it didn't really add anything or take away anything, but it makes for a good story fucking a long time later. All right, that was all Crotch Destroyer, Get Pussy 69 has. He did give us a P.S. Shrek is a DreamWorks movie, not Disney.
Well, I asked you, when I answered the question, I said, is Shrek a Disney movie? I fucking don't know.
Listen there, Get Pussy, who cares? Fucking shut up.
I didn't have a chance to talk with Kevin O'Connor before I did that.
All right, this is from our friend Shredmaster Miggy. It's not a question. He said he loved the last joke from episode 20 about the dead lady filled with cum.
Thank you.
He said, I don't have many jokes, but this is one of my absolute favorite ones to tell. Was wondering if Chris already knew this joke or not. Why do women have yeast infections?
The way I heard it is because they deserve them.
Well, no, this one isn't that. That's funny. Because they deserve them.
Yeah.
I don't even think that's a joke. I think that's just your personal opinion.
It's why do women have yeast infections? They deserve it. Why do they have periods? They deserve it.
Anyways, okay. This is why do women have yeast infections? Said, I know what it feels like to live with an irritating cunt. Which isn't a bad joke.
That's a good joke.
I do like that. That's all Shredmaster had for us. I guess he just wanted to give you a little compliment on your jokes.
I thought he wanted us to download the fucking intro he wrote. Come on, man.
He hasn't wrote it yet. I'm sure we can use his songs. He's in the band Casino Warrior. Great metal band out of Cincinnati.
Nice.
Lead singer and guitarist. But we could always use one of those songs. But I want our own song.
Yeah, I do too.
All right. This is from our original writer who hasn't wrote in since that day.
Hairy guy?
The hairy guy has wrote in. Hey, gentlemen and Nick. Get Pussy 69 has brought up top three movies of all time. But I've got a question that takes a little more creativity. Collectively, what would be your top three current main event matches that would you like to see on Celebrity Deathmatch?
Loved Celebrity Deathmatch.
And then he gives his is, I think mine would be, this first one's kind of confusing, but kind of not. Kanye versus Kanye. I'm guessing like his multiple personalities, which is kind of funny. Number two, Trump versus Biden with Hillary interfering.
Nice.
That would be funny.
Hillary comes in with a chair.
And then number three is topical at the moment. Joe Exotic versus Carol Baskin, that bitch.
That would be a great one.
That is a good one.
I wonder if either one of them would bring one of their own tigers.
Oh, of course. You'd have to have some tigers involved in that
tigers
one.
Tigers involved.
Well, I mean, whoever wins, and I would give Carol Baskins would have to win that so she could feed him to the tiger.
Yeah.
You know what
like
I mean?
She that did to her first husband.
Yes, that would have to be the way that fight ends. Or the other way around where he kills her and then feeds her to... A tiger is getting eat the body at the end. That's all that's going to happen.
I get it.
It has to happen that way. Kanye versus Kanye. I'm not a Kanye West guy, and I don't know enough about him.
Kanye.
Besides, I know he's crazy.
And now he's a total Trump guy. This guy's a total Trump guy.
I think he's just a total look at me guy.
I think he's a total
think it matters,
money guy, and I think he's got his best chance of keeping his money if he votes for Trump. That's what I think.
He's not the money guy anymore.
Kim is?
Yeah, dude, there's Kardashians.
Kim makes way much more money than
he still has a lot of fucking money.
That youngest one,
Chloe?
No, Kylie Jenner?
Yeah.
She's like a billionaire now.
Almost, yeah.
I mean, like, these girls have turned that fucking being a whore thing into a lot of money.
Yeah, remember
good
when
for
she,
them.
They actually did a GoFundMe for that bitch because they wanted to make her a billionaire, and she wasn't there yet. They did a GoFundMe.
Yeah, they're fucking crazy
people.
Let's
make her the youngest billionaire ever, and I thought the youngest was the two Olsen twins. They became billionaires.
Maybe it's because there was two of them, so it didn't count as that. I'm not sure.
And
but yeah, you're right. They became huge
together,
there for a little while.
Well, yeah, they sold clothes. They sold makeup. They sold everything.
Kanye is worth $250 million, and Kim is worth $350 million.
Okay. So I thought it was pretty close. It is.
Well, that's of Forbes 2020.
Where's Kanye? Well, Kanye has some clothing lines and stuff.
He
too,
does. His Yeezys. He does other stuff. But it all
looks
like
Yeezys
bump.
Were huge. That's
Yeezys
right.
are huge. Still huge yep. on the streetwear.
It's like you said before, the Kardashians, they've all got a lot of money.
I remember reading that a while ago where a lot of these people, and Jay-Z was kind of the first one, Jay-Z and P. Diddy, you know, they made shit tons of money on their music and everything, but it's when they got the clothing line, the Rockaware and the Sean John, that they really fucking blew up. That's where the money was, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Weren't they getting taken advantage music industry wise? Because I mean, you have to pay for so much. I mean,
both of them have their own labels. So
right.
They were branched off of a record label. They weren't independently in like a Master P. That's mm-hmm. why someone like Master P down south mm-hmm. had so much fucking money compared to the other people. It's not that he sold more records. I mean, he sold a shit ton.
He just owned everything.
He owned everything. So he never had to give anybody anything. That guy was literally. He built a crack empire and then built the record empire on top of his crack empire. Kind of what Eazy-E tried to do, but Eazy-E ended up getting in bed with record labels and stuff. Ruthless was owned by a Jewish guy.
How many times do you think he changed his name?
Who?
P. Diddy.
Oh, I don't know. He does that every so often.
I mean,
he gets some
attention. Sean Combs, then he was Sean Puff Daddy Combs, then he was just Puff Daddy.
Then he was just Puffy.
Puffy. And then he was Diddy Dirty Money was his band that he came out with. For Diddy Dirty Money.
He's a crazy fuck.
He's fucking nuts, man. But I loved old Puff Daddy. I thought it was good shit back then.
I never liked Puff Daddy. I thought he's done some good stuff. You know, obviously Biggie's one of my favorites of all time, and he had a lot to do with that. But I never really thought P. Diddy added anything to those songs when he just sit there and go, don't stop, won't stop. Yeah, go. Just go fuck yourself.
That's what the little fucking guy with the fucking clock did.
Nah, Flavor added shit
Flavor
to it.
Flav, yeah.
For one thing, Flav had his own songs on every Public Enemy album. Usually
had
like one or two of them.
He was never the lead vocalist.
No, not at all. But he added stuff to the music, I thought, a lot more than P. Diddy did. I don't know. And as a hype man, Flav got you hype. P. Diddy always had that little whisper voice. That didn't get anybody hype.
Well, that was P. Diddy's role to just run around, or Flavor Flav's, just run around and get everybody
fucking going. He got fired.
Did he really?
He got fired from Public Enemy because he didn't show up to the Bernie Sanders rally. Now, they're saying it was a tip of the iceberg thing. He's been fucking up for years and years and years. And I remember I seen Public Enemy 15 years ago, maybe, at Bogart's, and Flav didn't make it to there.
Wow.
So it was a normal thing for this guy to fuck up and not make the shows. But I guess this was the final straw. Now, he's saying that he was fired because he doesn't support Bernie Sanders, which is funny in itself. But
well, let's get back to his question.
All right.
First of all, before we answer the question, Harry Guy, thanks for your donation. He donated, actually... I told you guys we had one more $10 donation from Harry Guy the night before we delivered these pizzas.
Right on. Thank
so
you, Harry
big
Guy.
Big thanks to Harry Guy.
One of many.
Your name wasn't included on the thing. I didn't want to forget you.
Yep. One of many that donated, and thanks to everybody.
I got mine.
Celebrity death match. Go ahead, right off the bat.
I want to see
fucking think. Like
I
want to
see Shaq and Justin Bieber, the new Justin Bieber with the mustache and the bad hair. The current Justin Bieber and Shaq. That's what I want to see.
Why?
Well, first of all, you know, it's so funny because Justin Bieber tried to, when he was a little kid, I was like everybody, yeah, this is pretty cool. Kid went on YouTube, Usher found him and made him this huge guy, but I was never the crazy Bieber guy. I thought every now and then he put out a decent tune, whatever. I think his new album is terrible. I think his new stuff is garbage. I hate it. Joe called me and said he actually really likes it. And I'm like, sorry, Joe, I just don't like it. I think the lyrics are cheesy. I think he's a fucking terrible dancer. And I really don't think he's got that great of a voice. So I wouldn't mind seeing him really get pelted. I couldn't have said that when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Now he's a man. So I want someone gigantic with a fucking temper to come in. Shaq, wouldn't mind seeing John Jones go in there and take a piece of Bieber off.
That's not even fair.
Anybody big and mean against Justin Bieber.
All right. Still hating Bieber. Okay.
And I don't hate the guy. I just, you know, you're just not what the fucking world turned you into to me. I don't think you're that good.
I think a fun one could be Missy Elliott versus Lizzo.
That's a good one.
Two big old girls just get sloppy with it.
I don't know, man. I think
Lizzo, would you incorporate any sort of food item? Pudding.
Pudding.
Jello.
And a pudding match.
Gelatinous material. Slime.
Nah, Lizzo, eat that shit up quicker and shit.
Oh, I've got one more.
All right, go for it.
Nancy Pelosi.
All right.
And Vladimir Putin.
Ooh, that would be a good one.
Oh, yeah, think about that.
But you don't fuck with Putin.
KGB.
But, I mean, he doesn't have any weapons or anything with him. He just has pure fucking disdain and hatred for this woman, and she's Nancy Pelosi. So, yeah, put those two in.
Ooh, we can go Eastern dictators, and you got the dictator of North Korea. What's his name now?
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un against that new guy that runs the Philippines.
Oh,
Duarte or whatever.
Yeah, he kind of don't fuck around, does he?
Kinda. That guy's out of his fucking mind.
Yeah, he's nuts.
And the Filipinos like him.
Yeah.
Like, they're support this guy. Like, yeah, you know, they're out there. Literally, the police are told not to arrest drug dealers. They're to murder them in the streets.
Yeah.
Rodrigo Duterte.
Duterte? Yeah, so those two, nice dictator fight. I think Rodrigo there would probably kick some ass. Kim Jong-il, I know he has, like, 20 hole-in-ones and everything else, but I think he's lying.
They rule the same way.
Basically, I think this guy's a little bit more...
they rule by fear.
Says it out loud.
If you do this, I'm going to kill you.
Yes.
It's the same thing. I think they might go in and go, hey, good move on that cutting that guy's head off for using the phone. Good move on that, you know? Oh, yeah, your buddy went on the internet and you fucking chopped his hands off. Good
now,
for you.
They rule a little bit different. I think the Filipinos a little bit more free to get on the internet and do shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Koreans,
like,
don't have
North Korea is cut off from the world. And not only that, but they make up all those crazy lies about him. Like, he stars in all these movies and he has 300 hole-in-ones. And
he doesn't poop.
Yeah, he doesn't
poop. You've never seen a picture of him or a video of him playing golf.
Doing anything besides sitting there with a funny haircut.
He supposedly has 391 hole-in-ones.
Yes, yes.
In a row.
Yeah, he had five of them in one game, apparently.
Nick, maybe you can pop on there and say and ask the Google machine, how many golf courses are in the entire country of North Korea?
Probably none. Because
if he's got one hole in his backyard that he just keeps hitting a million balls at every day, some of them are going to go in.
It'd be nice that he brought Celebrity Deathmatch back.
I thought it was cool. Remember that when they brought Michael Buffer in?
Mm-hmm.
And, I loved it.
Yeah, it was a great show.
Yeah, I'm going with anybody and Justin Bieber with a follow-up match of Pelosi and Putin.
I wish I would have thought about it a little bit longer. But
one golf course in Pyongyang.
Only need one.
Which is the capital, of course.
One golf course, and he's got 300 and some hole-in-ones. Because he doesn't travel anywhere, right?
Well, at this point, I never see him anywhere. You don't see him at the world summits or anything like that.
Now, does North Korea have, I mean, maybe I'm stupid about this, do they have allies?
I think Russia and China, and like, you know, the typical ones over there.
Yeah.
You know, they probably use each other for things.
See, I heard Poland. I mean, Poland's still communist.
Are they?
Well, they were up until 10, 15 years ago, but they still have communist values over there. The country loved its communism in Poland.
I don't know anything about the Polacks. I know they exist. That's about
it. You hear about the Polish lesbian? She loved men. When I was a kid, those were the best jokes, Polack jokes, because it was always this big stereotype that Polacks were stupid.
Yeah, I don't really get it. Why? You know, I don't know the origins of it.
You know, why do Polacks, why is pee yellow and shit brown so Polacks know how to put their underwear on? You know, stuff like that. So that was Hairy Guy's only question?
Yep, Hairy Guy only had the one. He just had to think about the death match.
Nick, you got a death match you want to see?
If I did, it would probably be political, like you said. I would love to see Barack Obama and Donald Trump go at it.
Ooh.
In the ring.
In a real-life fight?
In a real-life fight.
I think Obama could take him.
Obama could fucking beat the
shit
Obama out
of looks
him.
Like
he's in good shape.
Pretty decent shape,
he's a big dude. Well, they're both big dudes. As far as height and everything's concerned. Yeah, I think Obama would win just based on age and being in shape and such. Probably growing up, getting a lot more fights. I mean, he didn't grow up with money.
Right. If I want to go a little old school.
Trump's been rich his whole life.
If I want to go a little old school, I'd do Lyndon B. Johnson versus FDR.
Ooh, the old classic.
Before his wheelchair.
I was going to say, wasn't FDR crippled?
Yeah, I think FDR wins that.
The old Peter Mutter Falcon comes out and gets him.
Teddy Roosevelt versus Abraham Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln was a beast. Just look at him.
Yeah.
But wasn't Roosevelt like a...
Roosevelt hunted bears on his off time.
Yeah, he was a man.
Yeah, Roosevelt was the guy who actually led the fucking charges on
right.
his horse. He
no,
didn't
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
stand in the back.
He was like the Hemingway of fucking presidents.
Yeah, he was a badass.
Got shot and then, you know, took the bullet out and did a speech.
Yeah.
I always heard Alan Jackson was a bad motherfucker. Isn't he the one that had the... Alan Jackson, isn't that the...
Stonewall Jackson.
Country singer?
Yeah.
So.
Way down yonder on Chattanoochee, she got hotter than a hoochie-coochie.
Are you talking Stonewall Jackson or Andrew Jackson?
Andrew Jackson, Jackson. That's what I'm trying Andrew to go with.
Alan Jackson.
Oh, shit, I'm sticking with it. Alan Jackson is now the fucking president.
Yeah, but those are ours, Hairy Guy. I think those would all be good ones.
Me too.
Except Alan Jackson. Alan Jackson against Dolly Parton.
Oh, fuck you. So, yeah, Friday we delivered all those pizzas.
Went great.
It was a good time.
Yeah, and we'll touch on this real quick. Guys, can't thank everybody enough. It was a giant success. 413 pizzas or something
like that. Yeah, 413 was what it ended up equaling out to be. We ended up getting $2,500 raised altogether.
Gigantic.
Never fucking expected that.
Fuck no, I didn't expect anywhere near that.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, we had one guy that contributed $1,000. Fucking awesome. But even without his $1,000, us getting the $1,500,
yeah,
I would have never expected that. You know what I mean?
I had an initial goal of $500, and we were at $500 in the first 2 days or something like that.
Yeah, shout out to Brad Hill, if he listens. He gave us $300. That was
generous,
a big one.
Very generous.
I'm sure many of those nurses that got those pizzas went on Shut Up Cincinnati.
I wonder about that.
Oh, yeah. But I gave them all a heads up. I mean, I said this is vulgar. And
I know.
You didn't see viewer discretion advised on those post-it notes you put on
and
the pizza boxes.
I didn't notice episode 20, which is our most recent episode, got a little bit of a hit. And it shot ahead of episode 19, which usually doesn't work like that.
Oh,
so that made me think that a bunch of people did try maybe for the first
sure
time.
I'm sure they did.
Hope you enjoyed.
A big shout out to the Papa John's guys for working so hard to get all those pizzas out. They were busting their butts, and we appreciate you.
It is funny that the episode they would have listened to, episode 20, was the episode where I was talking about tricking doctors into giving me better drugs. And as Chris said, they probably listened to that, and they looked at each other and said, told you so.
Yeah, that's
did. This is why we don't prescribe them the good stuff.
I couldn't see the guy's face real good because of the mask, but he looked pretty fucking shady to me.
Hey, speaking of masks, this dipshit next to us didn't wear a mask.
They didn't give me one.
He's in Children's Hospital, right? And we're surrounded by, 15 nurses that are all, I don't know if they're all nurses, but 15 of the workers there, and they all had masks on. Me and you had masks on.
Nobody stopped me.
And here's Nick with a big smile on his face right in the middle of everybody.
Nobody
and these fucking nurses
me.
Are probably touching people that might have
it
and everything else. Nick just, hey.
Showing them chiclets.
Showing those chiclets, as
then
his girlfriend
said. As
we were said.
Leaving, he licked
Beyonce.
The door handles. Remember when he licked the door handles?
Well, that's just, you know.
I licked the toilet bowl before I left.
So Nick might have the Rona, which means Chris might have the Rona within
a week. I apologize to everybody that maybe got offended by that. I didn't get stopped. No one stopped me. No one offered me
offended.
Any.
I didn't get offended. I just thought you were risking.
I got reamed by both Jason's wife and my future wife.
Hey, I did enjoy the fact that Chris got checked for his temperature and me and you
didn't. Just walked right
and
through.
And I 100% think that's because he's old. And they're like, oh, this guy, we got to make sure he doesn't have a temperature.
I think it's because I was the first one in.
No, it's because you're old. They let me and Nick just walk right on through.
Saw those gray hairs. Yeah. Whoa, easy there, pal.
Did you see that fucking stupid Facebook thing on there?
And I'm glad they didn't look at my blood work and see I was diabetic. Yeah. They would have probably tested me, too.
You would have definitely been more risk than me.
Oh,
and the stupid fucking games on Facebook where you click it and it'll say, what Disney movie are you or whatever.
Yeah.
They had one the other day. What NBA player are you?
Oh, and you got the oldest
one. I got
Dirk
Nowitzki. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, even the fucking game's calling me old. Fuck off. Hey, congratulations. You're Bill Russell. Fuck you.
Hey, how about Dirk, though? He's like 45 and still out there making plays.
Yeah, I know. Well,
big
he's done now.
Goofy ass. Did he finally retire this year?
Yeah, he retired.
Yeah.
Jesus, I always had a lot of respect for that guy. I was so happy to see Dallas when they won their championship.
Oh, but against Miami? That was great. That was a great NBA final.
And then his last game, I think he had close to 30. He had 28, 30 points.
No, he didn't pull Kobe and go out there.
No,
but then again, he never played like
Nobody's
Kobe.
Nobody's ever went out their last game like that Kobe game.
Hey, I know everybody loves him some Kobe, especially now that he's passed. But come on, no one else on the fucking team took a shot that whole game.
Well, that's like, true.
They just passed the ball. Yeah.
I mean, and good for him. He should go out like that. He's a fucking legend.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, Dirk never played like that. So he would
But they were down that game. Lakers were down that game.
You see all these other motherfuckers.
Of course they were. He was the only one shooting.
All these other motherfuckers were Steph Curry and fucking Westbrook. And I get fucking Dirk Nowitzki. Why do I get the fucking old guy?
What
do
they
base
it off of?
Huh?
What do they base it off of?
It's a fucking random draw, but maybe there was some kind of fucking voodoo vibe in there that said, I think the guy that pushed this button is fucking old.
Well, you answer questions, right?
You don't answer any. You just click on it.
Oh, then they go by your profile picture.
Yeah.
And that's why.
They gave Scott Knopf fucking Steph Curry.
Oh, he looks just like him.
Steph Curry's a little guard, and Scott
you're taking a Facebook
tall,
quiz very
bald,
seriously.
White guy. Well, no, I'm just wondering. I think it's ironic
honestly,
because on this
I think
show,
Scott,
I'm told I'm old.
Scott
so
and Steph Curry are probably about the same size. Steph Curry's like 7 or 6'3".
Yeah,
he just looks small because he's standing next to NBA players.
Just fucking Dirk Nowitzki. I was like, God damn it, I'm legend.
Yeah, absolute legend.
Yeah, had to retire because he got too old. Fuck you, man.
Maybe they thought you
Fuck
looked German.
You, Zuckerman.
Better than Latrell Sprewell. I mean, that guy like bit his coach.
Yeah, I know.
He bit him?
He got in a fight with him.
He choked him. I remember he choked him.
Chris, what NFL or NBA player are you? You are Rudy Tomjanovich. Fuck you, man. He's older than me.
They picked Big Baby out for me, that big fat one that used to play.
Oh, did they?
Or what was the guy's name out of Boston or out of
Boston?
Out of Kentucky. Was it Anton Walker or something like that?
He
was
remember.
Great out of UK, but then he went to the pros and he just never could stop eating. And he was still decent, but he would have been so much better if he was just like, you
like
know.
Like Barkley with the Suns?
Yeah. He was done at that point.
Oh, yeah. He was still the round mound of rebound,
One of the greatest nicknames ever. Round mound or rebound.
No doubt.
I love me some Charles Barkley. Still to this day.
I love those big enforcers in the middle. Moses Malone, guys like that. Fucking loved them. That's when basketball was fun to watch.
Or Bill Laimbeer on the Pistons.
Bill Laimbeer.
His whole point out there was just to be a dickhead.
That's
it. Getting people's head. That's why I love the Bad Boys. That whole team, you had Dumars and Isaiah Thomas, who were just absolutely great guards.
Yeah.
And they did most of the scoring and everything else. And they were the basketball player. But then you just had Rodman in there causing chaos. You had Bill Laimbeer in there causing
Rodman
chaos.
Getting a fucking million rebounds every fucking game.
The
that
worm,
was
man.
Ridiculous.
And he was, you know, Rodman's only like 6'9 or something like
he
that.
Was
He's
a,
not that
a
tall.
Rebound machine.
Because
man.
They called him the worm because he could just wiggle around people's box outs and shit. And no matter, and that effort that he put in was just crazy.
Yeah, he was a machine.
Loved the Rodman.
And that was his only job. And he might give you 6-8 points a game on a good game.
He
but
didn't
his
care.
His job was going in there and give me fucking 15 rebounds.
No, well, 15 rebounds, and he's shutting down whoever he's guarding.
Exactly.
I mean, they would put him against the, you know, Akeem Olajuwon. They put him against the big centers and shit, and he would still do a better job containing him than anybody else.
Because he wasn't worried about fouling out. He's going to get right on you. He's going to shove you around.
Well, it was a different
mean?
NBA, too.
That's what I'm saying.
They were allowed to get like that.
He was like one of those guys that played for the fucking the Nets back then, Daryl Dawkins and... It'd send you in the fourth quarter specifically to knock a couple fouls in there. Go in there and get two fouls for me, and then I'll pull you back out.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't worry about that shit back then. Rodman didn't care if he fouled out because he wasn't scoring any points.
That was a whole – remember when Shaq was young. Not his first couple years because people hadn't figured it out yet, but maybe like year like 4 and 5, the Hack-a-Shaq thing came in because guy played basketball his whole fucking life and still couldn't shoot a free throw to save his ass. So their whole goal was just to go in there and not only foul him, but foul him fucking hard so he feels it and make him go to the free throw line and miss shots.
Yeah, but the problem is... because
you couldn't
is,
stop the fucking guy otherwise.
No, but the problem is back then, if you fouled Shaq to where he felt it, he's going to get your ass back.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's either going to dunk over your fucking head and put you on SportsCenter for a month as getting fucking owned.
He's going to use that big fucking 27-inch butt crack to knock you over, too.
Yeah, guys like that. I loved watching guys like that.
Oh, Shaq was the best. During his prime, man, there's never been a center that played like him.
Mm-mm.
And it wasn't that he was technically great or anything. He was just so fucking big and knew how to use his size.
Oh, yeah.
And athletic as fuck for someone his size.
Oh, yeah. Ridiculous. I mean, a lot of great centers back there, but he was different. He was a different breed.
And one of the funniest fucking sports people ever.
Oh, no
doubt.
That guy
with his deadpan, dumb voice. Oh, Shaq, this is the big libido. You know, he'd come up with a new fucking name for himself every single game.
I watched him play live once. It was pretty fucking cool. I didn't have great seats or anything, but I was at a game.
Never been to an NBA game.
Oh, I've been to a lot. Because growing up, that's all we had.
Yeah, Cincinnati's never had one when I was alive.
We never had a baseball team. We never had a football team while I was there.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Suns games.
Only went to one. New Orleans, this is when they were still the Hornets. New Orleans Hornets versus Houston Rockets. And I met Shaq at a Waffle House in Baton Rouge.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
That's where he's from, right? Baton Rouge?
Well, he went to school in at LSU.
I think he's also from that area, though. I could be wrong about that.
I think
that.
He's from Texas.
Is he from Texas?
Yeah, his dad was...
his dad's a cop.
His first team was Orlando, right? Drafted with
Orlando Magic. Him and Anthony Hardaway. Penny Hardaway. They were good. They went to the finals, like, I think his second or third. I mean, pretty early in his career. Now they lost, I think. Were they against the Bulls? Maybe...
They lost against the Bulls in the playoffs. It was okay. Jordan.
Yeah. It was Jordan's last little run, I think, is where Shaq went up against.
It was Jordan's first run at the three-peat before he went to go play baseball.
Yeah, I think, and then they maybe hit the Spurs after, I forget. But either way, they never won a championship, but they were good fucking teams there for a little while.
Right.
Yeah, he went there, and then he went to Los Angeles.
He went to Miami.
He went to Miami.
Actually, he was born in New Jersey.
Went to Miami first and then Los Angeles.
No, Los Angeles then Miami.
Is that where he did?
Yeah, because that was the big thing when he won a championship in Miami.
Oh, right.
And him and Kobe were kind of feuding, and he was kind of said, hey, you know, the Lakers suck without me. Meanwhile, I'm over here winning championships with the Heat. Now,
Magic.
He doesn't include that he had fucking Dwayne Wade in his prime.
I love Dwayne Wade.
I hated him, but that was because he used to beat the shit out of UC.
See, my favorite basketball players today are the ones that a lot of people don't like. I like Jimmy Butler.
I don't mind.
I love
him.
Jimmy Butler.
I don't like his face.
Jimmy Buckets.
I like Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, he's just annoying.
I know, but I like guys like that.
Yeah. I typically do, too.
You know, now if I'm going to watch somebody play today, you know, obviously LeBron's cool to watch, but I still love to watch a Rockets game and watch Harden just drain everything he puts up.
I hate Harden. I hate watching him. And he never drains everything he puts up. He misses fucking like 55% of his shots or something like that.
Yeah,
he just keeps on throwing them.
Well, he does.
He's my least favorite NBA player in a long time, man.
Oh, no. I've got much least favorite.
I can't stand
than
that fucking guy. Hey, you knew who I loved? Allen Iverson, one of my favorites of all time. That little fucking crazy bastard.
You liked him because of his tattoos. I've never liked any. I never. It's one of those things I can't and won't like a Philadelphia team.
Okay, well, fair enough.
I don't like
there.
The fucking Eagles. I hate the Phillies. I can't like a Philadelphia team.
Why Philadelphia?
I don't know. Something about it.
That's a weird one.
Shaquille O'Neal was from Newark, New Jersey, and then moved with his military father to bases in Germany and Texas, and then went to Louisiana State University.
Oh, so he's a military brat.
So what else is going on? We talked about the fundraiser. We thanked everybody. Real quick shout-out, because we didn't also thank all of our delivery people, so we'll name them all real quick. We had Bob and Christina. We had Nick, me, Jason. We had another Christina. And we had Matt and Shingo, Jamie, and Nancy.
Yep.
Is that all of them?
I believe so. Hey.
Alex?
How funny was Alex?
Alex.
How funny was Alex, though?
Oh, God. Hilarious.
He wouldn't get close to anyone.
No, did you see him in the fucking group picture? He was standing in the back.
Yeah.
He looked like 5'8".
He looked like my height.
And all the pictures he took with, like, the firemen, he's, like, way up here and they're way back there. He is taking this social distancing thing. Like, he has a mask on. And to me, it's like, I understand the social distance thing. But if I got a mask on and you got a mask on, as long as we're not high-fiving or fucking playing patty cake with each other's faces,
yeah,
I don't really see the problem.
If Joe Harrington went, he would have delivered them no contact. He would have just dropped them at the door and called them, your pizzas are outside, and you'd have been fucking gone. That guy is scared shitless of this thing.
Well, because he lives with the little man who's more scared shitless. He called off our last day of work. He was so scared.
Really?
Yeah. He apparently has some family member that's high up in the medical government community.
Oh, so he heard the bullshit and the rumors and the opinions that this is going to kill everybody who gets it?
Probably.
When it first came out?
Yeah, when it first came out. Well, they didn't really know anything. You know what I mean? Right. They were just kind of making guesses. So, yeah, that's the thing, is he's heard that from the beginning, and he's extra freaked out about it. And that probably passes on to Joe.
Well.
And neither of them are potheads. You'd think they, you know.
No.
You'd have like a pothead that'd be all worried about it. Not like them. So I'm paranoid.
Yeah. I don't know anybody who's as scared of it as they used to be, because everybody's pretty much... I'll just say it again, man. I'm going to these fucking stores, and they're crazy packed, man.
Are you really?
People go in there with 5-6 kids.
I haven't seen that at all.
I have.
I went to Kroger's last night at 5 p.m. on a Saturday, and Anderson Kroger's is always packed. And, you know, you'll go there at 8 in the morning or 10 in the morning, it's packed. But on Saturday, no matter what time of the day, in the past, it was always packed. I got a parking spot damn near up close. There was all sorts of empty spots. They only have 5 registers open. None of them had big lines
well,
in them. I was shocked how dead it was.
I went to a Walmart. I went to the Walmart on Coleraine.
Well, you know, Walmarts take special people.
It was insane. I went to the liquor store the other day and stood in line outside in the fucking rain for like 15 minutes.
You know what cracks
me
up
about people in
with this pandemic is it is now to the point, and this isn't 100% true, but where politically now it has drawn lines. A goddamn pandemic has drawn lines. Hardcore Trump supporters are now, you know, this ain't real. This is, you know, they're out there protesting and getting in the streets saying we need to open up the country.
Yeah.
And then Democrats are saying we need to keep everything shut down and stuff. And you would think things like pandemics now even take political lines, just crack me up. Like, in the past, shit like that wasn't, it wasn't
it's an election
like
year, bro.
It doesn't matter if it was election year or not. It's just the way things are these days.
Yeah, but especially
it's just like
now.
Everything's either cut or dry with these political people.
But I think the funniest thing about this fucking election is that Trump, save your money. There's no need for you to campaign. You've got it. You're going to beat Joe Biden. Hands fucking down. Everybody knows it, including Joe Biden. Save your
well,
fucking
if they,
money.
If he lets the U.S. Postal Service go bankrupt, yeah, he'll win.
Who, Trump?
Yeah. Because I heard he wouldn't pass that bill unless it didn't say they were gonna bail out
USPS. Yeah, he's not
USPS.
For the Postal Service.
He hates the Postal Service. He's been saying for years he wants to privatize the Postal Service.
He might not be wrong about that, though. The Postal Service is kind of useless these days. They haven't made a profit in years.
You're not supposed to. It's your constitutional right to have a Postal Service.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
That's in the Constitution?
I believe so.
The fucking Post Office? I mean, you know, I'm not sitting here saying I'm a constitutionalist, so I don't know, but that seems kind of goofy to me.
Well, I mean,
I don't use the post office anymore.
All your bills come on email.
Yeah, everything's done through online. And then, you know, if I do mail anything, it's usually through UPS.
Yeah, I think in the Constitution, it does specifically say, do you have
Article
1,
Section 8, Clause 7, the United States Constitution, known as the Postal Clause or Postal Power, empowers Congress to establish post office and post roads.
And it also says you have a right as an American to Reach Magazine. That's the only thing I get in the mail.
Oh, yeah, but it's a bunch of bullshit.
Reach Magazine, and then, you know, you want to buy car insurance for me. Shit, like junk mail is what I get.
I get something from Capital One every other day talking about refinancing my auto loan.
What's in your
like
wallet?
But, yeah, mostly the post office shit's useless.
I got a question, because I'm kind of tired about serious stuff. I'm digging through my fucking closet the other day. I've cleaned my whole house. I went and rented a fucking steam cleaner. I cleaned the carpets. I'm disinfecting everything. And I got a little hole closet at the end that all I ever keep in there is Christmas decorations and Halloween shit, you know, just stuff. And I decided to tear it apart and take it down. Well, I found a box of rubbers in there. My question is, because I don't know, you think they're still good?
That should have an expiration date on it.
They rubbers do have an expiration date on them?
I don't know.
They do.
I'm not a big expiration date guy, besides on milk.
You like to take chances.
It was a big-ass box. It was like the
bullshit.
3 dozen box, and it was only like one or two used out of them, so it must have been during a slow time, but I wonder if they're still good.
I don't know. Dude, there's expiration dates on car seats. Now, how does a car seat have an expiration date? You know what I mean? Like, does it fucking change in 5 years that the car seats start getting rotten? Like, a lot of expiration dates are bullshit. Spice expiration dates usually don't make any sense. That was the whole point of spice way back in the day, was it preserved everything for so long.
Well, let me ask you this question. What would you do if your cock had an expiration date? Okay, let's say when you were born, they said your cock has 150 fucks in it. Okay, what are you going to do? because you're keeping track. You got 150 fucks in. Anytime it enters a vagina, that counts as a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do when you're down to like your last two or three? Are you going to wait till unbelievable fucking special occasions? Are you going to go out and try to fuck a playmate kind of whore? What are you going to do with your last three fucks? You're a married guy. You're about to be a married guy.
As a married guy, I'm saving them.
You're saving them?
Yeah. Well, I'm lying because it's not written on your dick, right?
No, you know it's not written on your dick. So but as soon as right, you put it in that one last time on your last fuck, your cock don't work anymore.
So right around fuck 130, you got to start devising a plan, right? As a married guy. You got to somehow get in her head that you're now at 140, or you know, you're at 138. So when you get to that 150 mark, you're not actually at that 150 mark. You're lying because you got to save at least a couple fucks just in case. You know what I mean? If this shit goes wrong, I got to have at least a couple fucks to get back into something.
Yeah, but let's say it didn't go wrong.
But you can't tell the girl that.
Okay, let's say you knew for a fact you were going to be married to her forever. Okay, so you're probably going to think, well, I'm going to save these last dozen fucks for times that I piss her off or I do something wrong and I got to make it up to her. But then when you start getting the last three or four fucks, you're going to be thinking, boy, I don't know if I pissed her off enough to waste one on this. That'd be like a fucking cool movie. I mean, think about it. You got 150 fucks in your dick.
It's like an Adam what Sandler movie. 150 first fucks.
What are you doing with those last few fucks? I mean, who are you saving them for? I'm thinking if I had like three fucks left, I'm going to save money and go after a fucking unbelievable hot prostitute that wouldn't give me the time of day unless I had a lot of money.
You're going to waste one of your last three fucks on a prostitute?
I'm not talking hooker. I'm talking like, you know, the girl out of the fucking magazine call girl type, you know, that, okay, I can never fuck her unless I paid her. All I'm saying is if you're married, what are you going to do with your last few fucks?
Do rapes count?
Yeah. Goes into a vagina, it counts.
I'm just joking, females.
Now think about that for a movie, though. You get someone fucking some red hot dude, okay, who's at like a, I don't know, some big famous guy that all the girls like, a Channing Tatum or something. He's in there.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he looks at his little fucking tally and he sees that he's only got three fucks left. Okay. And then he falls in love with this fucking unbelievable girl like a Jennifer Aniston or something. And he knows he only has three fucks. The whole movie could be about, what am I going to do with these fucks? She's begging him for dick.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I just can't really do it.
Well, because, you give her the first one right away.
You give her one. Yeah. Then you're down to a couple.
Yeah, that's where then, it gets really tricky.
Then you try to convert her to the ass.
Well, I mean, this is something that everybody well, knows, right?
Yeah, everybody in the world knows that a dick only has 150
fucks.
Yeah,
so, I mean, you would think girls would be a little bit more receptive to that. You come up with some new ways.
Oh, I didn't know the girl knew.
Everyone knows.
Oh, everyone knows.
I mean, your number's not written on your forehead, but everybody just knows a dick has 150 fucks.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, I mean...
So, everybody just, introduces themselves as every manager. Hey, I'm 115 in, okay?
Yeah, I'm 115, yeah.
Yeah, if you're impotent, yeah, you've already hit your number. You know, but the whole point is, that would be a fucking hard thing. You got to save these last couple of fucks for a real special occasion, but what's special enough to waste one of the last few fucks on?
Now... You can still get blown after that 150, right?
Your dick don't work after that
150. Oh, your dick's just done after 150. Oof.
It stops working.
Oof. There's going to be suicide rates are going to fucking skyrocket.
Now, I will throw the clause in. Like Nick said, before you get to that 150, you could be getting blown and sticking it in girls' asses without it counting.
Wait,
but
ass fucking doesn't count?
Well, no, because... What girl's going to be in a relationship with you and you say, the only way I can give it to you is in the ass? They're going to say, well, have a nice day. Have a nice life. Fuck off.
Well, yeah, a lot of them are probably going to be like that.
But... Yeah, I can give it to you. I can marry you, whatever, but only in the ass. That's not going to happen. You're not going to get that.
Well, I don't know. All right. So take it this way. Maybe you eat the girl out for a little bit, right? Get her on the edge. Put a strap on, fuck the shit out of her with a strap on.
You can't do that.
What do you mean you can't do that?
You can't do that.
The dick police are going to bombard
you. I know. What the fuck?
Okay, so I'm going to fuck you with this rubber dick, and then I'm going to stick it in your butt with the real one.
Yes.
What girl you think's going to go for this? None.
More than that are not going to get any kind of pussy action.
No, they're going to say, I'm going to go find a guy who's sitting on 20 or 30. That's who I'm going to find. They're not going to go after the guy with 139 or 140.
139 and just has a great scrap on game.
Yeah. But imagine how embarrassing it would be if you were like my age and your dick still got hard. They're going to be like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy?
How many is he in now?
Yeah, he fucked 150 times.
I'm on 13. Yeah. Any of you ladies want to go through? I got 137 left in me.
What a great pickup line that would be. You go to a bar. Hey, how you doing? I'm at 11. Yeah, girls this way.
Especially with the older women.
I think that would be a cool movie.
It would be an interesting movie. Would it be a porn movie? Or just like a straight-up movie?
Real straight-up fucking movie.
Jennifer Aniston and fucking Ben Stiller shit?
Yeah, well, no. You'd have to have more serious guys because there's a dramatic edge to this.
Ben Stiller can get pretty serious.
I kind of lost it for Ben Stiller a little bit. I liked him for a while, but he was like Adam Sandler. Kind of.
He is the poor man's Adam Sandler. He's like the not as funny Adam Sandler.
No, he was funny. Meet the Parents, all that shit was hilarious, but
Ben Stiller was rarely funny. It was the shit that would happen to him that was funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? His reaction to that. Like Adam Sandler was funny. Where Ben Stiller always had to have, like, you know, the jokes on him kind of shit.
Yeah.
His reaction was the...
It's a different kind of funny. You
know, like him getting his dick stuck in the zipper.
Yeah, he was like...
Something about Mary.
Nuts, too. Yeah, the nuts.
He was like a younger Larry David kind of character, you know, where just, like, everything goes wrong around them, so then it's funny.
So, we got to come up with a name for that movie, and we've got to find a company willing to produce that movie. Could be fairly low budget.
All right, they're movie makers. I don't know if anybody listens to us that makes movies, but we got some ideas here.
Yeah, see,
hey man, if they can make Gotti in Cincinnati, they can make this movie.
That was fucking awful, wasn't it?
That was so bad.
So bad.
Wasn't that Nicholson?
No, that was Travolta.
Oh, it was Travolta, wasn't it?
Was
it? Oh, it was so bad.
Travolta.
Travolta, yeah.
He's made some good movies, though.
Oh, he's made some great movies. He was in Pulp Fiction, one of the greatest movies of all time.
Face Off was a great movie, too.
Face Off was great, but it wasn't at the same time. I mean, the concept of it was so fucking stupid.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? But
when he looked at
Nicolas
it was fun
Cage to watch.
He said, hey, I got to go. You go on your way. I've got some stuff to do and a lonely wife to fuck. Nicolas Cage just lost his shit right there. I like it. So, where are we at, Nick, time-wise?
We're at hour and 11.
Oh, we still got a little bit of time left.
Yeah, we're around.
We're going
to
chop some shit off this.
Yeah, we're chopping it.
So the rumors going around, May 1st, some stuff's going to start opening.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, but if it did, let's say if it did, because I've heard all the shit about people, I mean, we'd be last.
Yeah.
People having to wear masks at work for the next 2 years or year or something like that. I've heard all that. Regardless what opens, you're wearing a mask.
Yeah.
What's going to open first, do you think?
Well, they're saying movie theaters are one of the first ones, restaurants, but they have to have less than 40 or 50 people in them. I don't know. And then probably just your everyday little shops and stores and stuff.
I'll tell you what. Can you imagine if this, let's say this shit goes another month.
Yeah.
Okay. Hypothetically. How many people are going to be on the fucking wait list at Great Clips the day that it reopens?
I was about to ask you that. I seen you post online. You were thinking about shaving your head.
I gave myself a haircut the other day.
Yeah, I can tell.
Just on the sides and shit. But it was like this, man. I had an afro. I had a Jufro and I'm not even Jewish.
You should shave your head.
I don't know, man. You know what? It's a good time to do it.
Well, yeah, no.
I mean,
we'll
my hair is thinning. That's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what shape of head. If I shaved it and I had one of those.
You've never shaved your head your whole life?
When I was in high school, the whole football team shaved its head. So, yeah, for 4 years, I shaved it once a year.
Yeah.
On the first day of school, we shaved our heads. And that's, you know. But I had a fucking giant head of hair back then. It came all the way down to my eyebrows. You know what I'm saying? Now it doesn't. And I don't, if I did, I'm not vain about losing my hair, but I don't want the little horseshoe thing. If I do, mm-hmm. I'll go all the way bald, you know?
I've, would you say Supercuts or whatever? I've been trying to get a black fellow to go to Great Clips or Supercuts for years. You don't see them there. They only go to regular barbershops.
But most of the stylists there are black women at the Great Clips.
Maybe on the west side.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is, obviously a black person's hair is different to cut
than
a white person's hair.
Yeah.
But, you know, anyone who goes to cosmetology school is going to learn how to cut all kinds of hair.
I remember Nick said he went to a black barbershop and they didn't know what to do with the top of his head.
Yeah.
You know,
no, they don't know. I just go, give me a four. You know, I give them numbers.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how to. Yeah, listen, I go to one on Gilbert. I believe his name is Ted's. Great barbershop. But they do a fantastic fade.
Oh, the fades are the best.
But yeah. they cannot style on top, so I just give me a 4 or 5.
I say give me a number 3 fade when I sit down. That's what I say. That's all I tell them, and that's what they do. Yeah, as long as I can remember.
Oh, dude, they don't use scissors. ever. No, maybe a trim around the beard. Yeah. You know, they trim around the beard, but I've rarely seen them ever use scissors on the top of anybody's head.
Now, when I go to a Great Clips or a Supercuts or something like that, I make it very complicated for the ladies. I just go, cut my hair. And they're like, what do you mean? I want it shorter. And then I won't tell them anything else, and I'll just see what they come up with. Some are better than others.
I want a Wild Thing Ricky Vaughn haircut. Jagged things on the side. Yeah, I'm gonna go with the. It's like you said, you did a fucking mohawk because who's gonna see you right now?
You gotta have the glasses though with the crossbones.
Yeah, right in the middle.
I'm starting to maybe think I'm keeping this mohawk for a while too because it's so fucking easy. I don't do anything. Wake up.
Who cares what it looks like?
Exactly. I just don't fucking care. Just flop it over to the side.
If I'm gonna shave my head and try it, right now is a perfectly good time to do it.
It is.
And we like grow back fast enough.
Like you said, I think we got a little bit longer than most people.
I think August.
Do you think that long?
I'm financially
good until August.
Yeah, well, not financially good, but trying to get to support myself.
The unemployment stimulus lasts till the end of July.
Yeah, August. So that works.
So we're all good until then. After that,
right?
You know,
I just have to get paid by unemployment.
Live on $480 a week.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You're getting on this unemployment. That's nice.
Yeah, right.
Wouldn't know anything about that.
Because I have 3 claims still pending.
Same here. Just made my 3rd one today.
Yeah, same.
We'll be pending for a while. We'll see. Yeah.
Well, but they say that
it'll all come through. I'm just saying that, you know, people don't have maybe a stockpile set up in the mattress or whatever, and you know they need it now. Like that $1,200 check might have stop the bleeding, but there's still a, you know, that Band-Aid not going to last that long.
I have a couple kids. I got $3,400, and it was pretty sweet.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we still know people that, like the Dick Man, he hasn't got his $1,200 yet.
Yeah, I saw that. And Dick Man's hurting.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, well, everybody that I know got theirs on that Wednesday.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Went into everybody's account.
Oh, right? I was online playing video games, and I'm like, and I checked my bank account. I'm like, oh, got my stimulus check. Random people who are like, yep, got mine, talking with us, you know, checking their bank accounts. Everybody got theirs the same. I'm talking about people from, like, you know, across the country.
I mean, obviously, the Dick Man filed his fucking taxes last year. You know what I'm saying? Why hasn't he gotten his yet?
Yeah, that's weird.
He said he hasn't filed the 19. Maybe, because they said if you haven't filed your 19 taxes, they'll go to your 18 taxes.
Mm.
He said he hadn't done the 19. Maybe they're doing all the 19s.
No, that
first.
Is a problem. If you haven't done the 19s, then you're last.
Then that's what his problem
is. Yeah, these people are idiots.
Then they'll go back to his 2018 tax return.
Hey, Kenny, stop being a retard. Retard. Why don't you stop being a retard and fucking do your taxes, goddamn it. What the fuck? How have you still not done your taxes? One of her friends is the same way. Like, they were bitching about not getting their stimulus thing. I was like, well, did they do their taxes? No.
Well, maybe he owes money.
Fuck, in the middle of April. Well, okay, if you do owe money, I'll give you a break there.
Not only, if you owe money, not only can I see you not only going to April 15th, but getting that 6-month extension too.
I will 100%
owe a couple thousand
now,
dollars.
I don't know his situation. I do know the other people's situation I'm talking about, and they have 3 kids and everything. Dude, they're going to make a killing on this tax return. I would have got it done right away, but I think they're just lazy.
Well, I mean, the Dick Man, he'll be okay because he still strips at small functions, parties, you know, small bachelorette parties and stuff. He still does his stripping. So he's making some money.
Well, yeah. Well, it looks like Kenny he'll be fine regardless.
And I've heard he's hung like someone from the Congo.
Well, you don't call yourself the Dick Man unless you're hung, right?
You better not.
Yeah, he has his own logo and shit.
And,
hey, like, but Kenny, seriously, buddy, if you spell cool with a K one more fucking time, I swear to God, I'm going to find out where you live and come and cut your fucking nuts off.
And you know
it's
what?
It's spelled COOL, not KEWL. Listen, you're fucking 50 something years old. Spell it normal.
And here's my biggest thing that I think you're gay on. That deal where, you know how they say that old game, does this make me gay?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what does make you gay. If I'm texting with you back and forth and I say something to you, hey, Nick, I'll be over to get you in an hour, and you text back the letter K, you're gay.
Really? See, I'm guilty.
You
then.
Text okay.
I might be sucking dicks
or
then
a
because
thumb up.
I will give a K every once in a while.
You're gay.
I will say that my fiance hates K.
That's why I love
hates
your fiance
it.
So much.
Hey, when I first started dating her and I texted K, she goes, don't ever, ever text back K back
That's
to
my
me.
Thing,
Just
too.
Say okay.
That's my thing. Are you that lazy you can't hit a fucking O first?
I think I've done it. I don't know if it's a normal thing.
You'll sit there. I've seen you put Facebook posts that are fucking 8 paragraphs long, and you can't put a fucking O in front of that K. Lazy fuck. Priorities, man.
Yeah, my priorities is when I want to rant and go 8 paragraphs long. Well, not when I'm just trying to fucking ignore you.
If you're a man and you put K, just in case you don't even know, you might not know this is a medical thing, you secretly like cock.
See, I thought you were going to go with emojis.
I don't mind emojis. Some of them are funny.
But to an extent, like how many emojis in a paragraph or in a sentence can you deal with?
Oh, at the most, I'll give you one.
Yeah.
The most? Or you can't do maybe 2-3 a different...
Not in one text. In one text, if you say something funny, I'll give you the laughing one. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like emojis. They are becoming more of a normal thing, but they used to really bother me, I guess.
You know, the one that I think is funny is the eggplant next to the water one.
Isn't you know what else
to be
I think?
Coming?
No one's yes, it is, but no one's dick looks like an eggplant. No one's dick looks like an eggplant.
There's no other vegetable, though, on there.
Isn't there nothing?
I don't think there's a cucumber emoji.
Cucumber would be a lot more reasonable.
Yeah, for sure.
An eggplant. Jesus Christ. I there was something. They used to use something before the eggplant, didn't they?
I don't know. Well, there's a little purple devil. It's supposed to mean you're horny.
Is it really?
Yeah, the little purple devil means you're horny.
I just know they got rid of the gun emoji. They went from, like, gun to ray gun to water gun or something like that on Apple.
See, I'm still waiting for my emoji idea to be created, the 101, because everybody keeps it 100, but not me. I keep it 101.
Keep it 101. That's pretty good of
you. And that's what I've always done, and Aisha hates it, thinks I'm fucking stupid, but I keep it 101, bitches, because I'm from the fucking streets.
You are pretty street. There is one thing I can say about you is that you're fucking street as shit.
Fuck yeah, I'm pure hood from the nasty natty, bitch.
Hey, so has Bill Gates stole your brain yet this week?
I'm starting to look at that Bill Gates stuff, and I'm just kind of scratching my head. I obviously the new scapegoat of the week, is that what he's talking about?
He's the new scapegoat of the week.
Yeah,
it's Bill Gates' virus. Our buddy Chris has said this for a little while about Bill Gates, that he's a Satanist and whatever, but we know where he goes there.
Bill Gates gave over $5 billion to fucking charity last year.
It's starting
he's
to really
giving
be,
person.
He's
man.
Like the most giving person,
without
isn't
a
he?
Doubt.
Like it's ridiculous. But that's another thing that's became political. If you know the far right people now, and far right has became far further and further as far as the norm because of Trump. They believe that. They believe that Bill Gates is really up to no good, and he's going to implant these fucking things. I have a friend that posted something the other day, and she's otherwise a reasonable person. You know, she's a conservative. Who cares? Christian conservative. Fine. Don't care. But she started to get in that Bill Gates thing, and it's just like, come on, man. Like, really? And they showed the origin of this as the World Health Organization wants digital, and I don't know the term they used, but some kind of digital record of people that have been vaccinated and stuff, all right? So people took digital record, and they somehow, this right-wing blogger guy said that they meant putting some kind of chip in you, and that's what they mean by digital record.
Okay.
And then just that one blogger made this one thing, and then it just blew up from there to all of a sudden Bill Gates wants people to be microchipped. Never was anything said like that.
No.
They mean some kind of encryption thing, or you know, where the records are kept online and you can quickly look them up. The World Health Organization, when they originally brought it up, were talking about refugees and stuff because all these refugees come over from other countries,
right?
And they don't fucking know anything about them because these countries don't keep record of people when they're born and stuff. You know what I mean? So you never, you know, there's no record on any of these people. It's like the people that came from Cuba that are baseball players, and you're like, how old is he? Like, I don't know.
They don't know.
Yeah, exactly. It's because there just wasn't records like that kept. And then the World Health Organization and Bill Gates being a big contributor to that wants people to be, you know, registered basically. So when this kind of shit happens, they understand, you know, where they're from, how old they are and stuff like that. That was the origin of it. And now, you know, they want to include vaccines into these records and stuff. So people know, you know, if they check the record, they've been vaccinated or whatnot. But somehow that got turned into microchips. And now everybody thinks that this new vaccine, they're going to give you a vaccine and they're going to microchip you at the same time. So now you got all these people that if the vaccine comes out are not going to take the vaccine.
Since I was in high school, they've been talking about putting little microchips in children to prevent them from getting kidnapped and shit like that so you could find them. So, I mean, they've been talking about doing that forever.
There is a company that's done it recently that if you wanted to keep working there, you had to be microchipped, and they're basically using it for time clock purposes and stuff, so they'd be able to tell when they're in the building and when they're not, which is fucked up. I'd quit right away.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's different if a private company wants to do that and you want to continue working for them. That's on you. But to have government you know, issued microchips, obviously I would be 100% against that.
Well, yeah.
But I don't think that's what's fucking going on, you crazy fucks.
Fucking Bill Gates especially. This is a guy who's worth, what, $100 billion?
Yes.
And it...
Bill and Melinda Foundation, as of 2018, has donated around $36 billion.
It's insane. That amount of money is insane.
This guy, his own children, in his will... Each child is getting 5% of his net worth.
Yeah, the rest of it's going to charity.
They're still getting $5 billion.
Yes.
But he's told them specifically, I'm not going to give you $100 billion so you don't do anything with your whole life. And the rest of this money is going to charity. If there's anybody on the face of the planet that's probably not trying to kill the whole fucking world, it's Bill Gates.
Yeah, but because of his political leanings, you know, he is a left-leaning guy. He's made out to be this awful person by the other side. And it's like... I just don't get it, man.
Bill Gates isn't giving money like out of the Bill and Hillary fund
where
these donations are coming in. He's giving his own fucking money from his own fucking companies.
Yeah.
He's giving his own personal fucking gains to these charities. Now, granted, people are donating to them as well. But I think, what did they say? That fucking Hillary and Bill made how many millions off their fucking foundation as mediators or moderators of this fucking thing? Bill Gates... is taking a percentage of his profits and gets given it.
And his, typically, I mean, I know he contributes to the politicians and stuff like that, but he doesn't contribute to them like a George Soros or like the Koch brothers or something like that, where they're floating whole organizations and spending, you know, billions and billions of dollars just on the politic level. He'll donate to the candidates or whatever here and there, but no more than any other corporation it will.
Right.
Now, to me, I think that's wrong. I mean, I don't think you should be able to donate more than, I forget what the number is, maybe like $2,000 a person. Should never be more than that. And corporations aren't people, and you know, so it's not influenced so much in our politics. But I'm just saying he doesn't do it as much as like the Koch brothers or Soros or anything like that. He's not trying to control things like them.
Right.
You know, most of his givings are to actual charities and such.
Right. Bill Clinton was at peak net worth at $75 million as of 2016, and Hillary Clinton $45 million.
And they're probably worth more than that too.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that's on
just,
the books.
That's just what's on the books. It's like Putin. They say Putin's the richest person in the world.
Yeah.
But, you know.
For a couple of years.
There's no way to prove that.
For like 2 years, it was that a Mexican was the richest guy in the world.
Chapo?
No. He was the Mexican guy that owned literally 100% of every cell phone tower in the entire country.
Oh, wow.
He had a nickname, Tiger or something like that. But, you know, but he overpassed Bill Gates 1 year, and he stayed there for like 2.5-3 years. He literally owns every cell phone tower in the entire country.
Now it's Bezos, isn't it?
It's Bezos now.
Yeah. Bezos, yeah.
And it's Bezos even losing half of it to his wife in the divorce.
Yeah.
He's still number one.
Well, dude, that guy literally took... He had a bookstore running out of his garage that he turned to Amazon.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, you got to give that guy some props, even though he seems to be an evil prick, but... You know, yeah, that's not his fault. He signed that contract with the devil.
Well, yeah, he did. And well, he wasn't smart enough to drop acid and fucking think about what he was doing. All right. Well, I got a good would you rather this week.
Let's hear it.
I got a good one. And I want you to think about this. You know, think about all of them, but sometimes you have a tendency to answer. Nick, always, you get a vote in this. All right.
Appreciate it.
Would you rather dunk your cock and balls in sugar water and sit on an anthill of red fire ants for 20 minutes. Can't get up, and they're going to be biting the shit out of your dick. Okay?
It's
dick, balls.
Dick, balls. Okay, gotcha.
Taint the whole area. Basically, you're going to submerge that whole region in sugar water, and you're going to sit your butt right on top of this red fire.
Understood. Got it.
Okay. You're either going to do that, or you got to go out to a local farm here, and you have to have sex with a sheep until you come once a month for the year. Once a month, you got to bang a sheep till you nut, or you got to sit there with your asshole, balls, and cock getting eaten by fire ants for 20 minutes.
I do have to think about this for a couple seconds here.
You're only fucking the sheep once a month, and I promise you'll get the pretty one.
Well, I wouldn't fuck the ugly one, so I mean, that would definitely...
This is tough for me because I hate ants.
and you got sugar water all over your tongue and everything.
I don't think anyone likes fire ants. I mean, one thing, they hate ants. Like, you know, I'm not going to be the guy that's out there just smashing up anthills for no reason.
I'm
but
that guy.
Fire ants, Jesus Christ, no one's a fan of those.
Oh, no, they fucking hurt. And you're going to sit there for 20 minutes while they chow and feast on your goodies Or you stick your dick into a sheep once a month for a year.
Do I get immediate medical treatment as soon as I'm done with the 20 minutes?
I'll let you wear a condom. I'll let you wear
the expired one underneath your bed.
No, you get a brand new fucking condom.
Lambskin?
Nope. That's cannibalistic. I had a sister who used to have one of those pigs when they first came out, those dwarf pigs or whatever. I fed it ham once at a party. I didn't know. I didn't think about it. So anyway, what's the answer?
I one time was driving down the street and saw a chicken wing on the ground with a bunch of birds eating it. And it just, I think I was really baked at the time. And it was so cool. It really made my day.
Blew your mind.
It just blew my mind. I almost wanted to just tell those birds what was up. All right.
I'm going with ants because I can't get a boner thinking about a sheep.
Yeah, I am also going to go with the ants, and it is a hard decision. My issue is the 20 minutes of absolute fucking horribleness compared to once a week or whatever. Absolute horribleness.
It's
once
not
a month.
20 minutes. You're going to have welts and shit for weeks.
That's
probably.
Yeah, I get what you're saying,
you're
but I mean,
be
it's
on fire.
It's over after that. You 20 know, minutes. After the healing.
Because that first month, I'm fucking that sheep. I got next month. You better get your dick card next month, boy.
Yeah. But you get to wear a condom.
Well, that doesn't. Yeah.
And you'll have a guy working.
I'm not
there
worried
with
about
you,
getting it pregnant.
Putting the legs down so you don't get kicked.
I'm not worried about venereal diseases.
You're both
from
going with the ants.
Yeah, I'm going with the ants, and that is a hard one. I like that question because I do have to think about that. I'm only doing it based on time. Just one's over a little bit quicker than the other. I can't imagine being in the September month and just think, God damn, I got 4 more months of fucking this sheep. That'd just be rough.
What if you nutted in like 3 pumps? What if the sheep had a velvet
Well, that would be the thing. I wouldn't.
How would I nut in 3 pumps?
You wouldn't jerk off for the rest of the month until you have to go touch that sheep.
He is right, though. What if that sheep pussy is just
tight.
The best?
What if it is?
It's just nice and warm
they say
and just
that
encompassing.
Sheep pussy, because that's always been the fucking joke. The guy, you know, farmers fuck sheep.
Yeah.
They say a sheep vagina is very similar to a adult female vagina.
Really?
In size and all that, yeah.
Little known fact, and if you read his book, you'd know this, but Larry Flint's first sexual experience was with a chicken. He grew up on a farm and fucked a chicken.
How could he kill the
chicken? I don't know. He may have killed the chicken. I don't remember. I read this book when I was pretty young, but in his autobiography, he talks about it. And yeah, he fucked the chicken. It was his first sexual experience. Maybe that's why he ended up all fucked up and made Hustler. But
maybe.
You know.
All right, so you're both going with the fire ants.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I would too. It's a tough one for me because I'm thinking, well, maybe you had a fluffer next to the sheep and got you ready to nut, and you just had to go finish in there and nut, you know? You don't know.
I didn't know that you could do that.
You're still fucking a
farm
animal.
Still fucking an
animal.
And
I'd have a real tough time with that.
Yes.
But, I mean,
you'd have to pop a boner pill every time.
You'd have to. But, I mean, imagine, though, I've been bit by, like, 2 ants, and it hurts for a fucking week. You know what I mean? Imagine a whole colony of them in your asshole and your chode, your nuts. Your dick.
I'm not saying it's going to be a great experience.
Down your pee hole.
It's going
to
be fucking
going
awful.
Down there. One's got, hey, there's a stash of sugar water down here. Let's go down here.
Stash of sugar.
I was going to do bees on the dick, and then I realized you're allergic. So,
it would be totally
you
out.
You would have went with the
sheep. Hey, you know, bees, we were talking about last week, Jackass. turns out me and my son have watched all 3 Jackasses now.
You and your 5-year-old
son. My 5-year-old son, yes. Do not judge. Well, judge away. I don't really give a
shit.
Did
you buy him?
No, I got him. You know, I steal things on Fire Stick. But anyways, we watched Jackass, and he loved them. I've never heard that kid laugh so hard.
And you let him watch all the parts?
Yes. What's bad about it? This kid...
Shoving little toy cars in your asshole is not a bad...
He doesn't,
a real
he
good
doesn't
thing
get
to
that.
Teach your kid.
So that's another thing. Is he's not... There are certain parts like that where he doesn't even understand what's really happening, so he don't really pay attention.
So what, on
much.
The 4th of July, when you're outside lighting your fireworks, and he says, hey, Dad, let's shoot him out of your butthole.
No, he knows that's going to hurt him. He you know, he asked the whole time, why would they do that?
And you know the
They're crazy.
The funniest part of that bit, by the way, is when Steve-O had those things shoved in his ass.
Yeah.
And the rocket was tied to a string attached to Pontius's dick. That was the funniest part of it.
That was another.
The thing would take off and all of a sudden his dick would go boink.
He had a one where he had a helicopter drone kind of thing tied to his dick. And my kid was just dying laugh. Why would he do that to his penis?
I like when Bam is on top of the what's that? The strongest man bell.
Oh, that one's and funny. They have a dildo attached to it.
But when they showed it in slow motion, it didn't hit the hole. It hit the cheek. But,
no, it was still funny,
and
though.
He bounced around. You know, I've got that exact same Bam Margera phobia to snakes as he has. You've seen him They throw snakes on him. He almost fucking shits his pants. Yeah. That's exactly the kind I have.
As far as my parenting's concerned, I'm going to address this real quick. You know, letting him watch Jackass and stuff like that. Now, growing up, obviously, I've known lots of people. And the most fucked up people I know were always the people that were super sheltered as a child. They always end up fucked up. Because when they finally can break out of that shelter, they fucking let loose. You know, they've been kept in this little cage basically their whole life. And when they finally can get out, they fucking let loose. Now, people I know, like, I'm going to take my friend Jamie and Jesse as examples. She's a occupational therapist and he's a big time lawyer out in California. Their dad was a fucking heroin junkie when they were real little, you know, never hid anything from him as far, you know, he got away from that stuff, but smoked pot around them his whole life. Pretty much, you know, let them do whatever the fuck they want to let them become themselves. And they're two of the most successful people I know. So I think keeping your kid up and not letting them see certain things or you know, restricting everything from them, I don't think that has a great result on them in the end. I think you let your kids do their
five,
own thing.
Jay.
I know. Yeah, and there's nothing in Jackass that's going to ruin his life.
The kid plays with little Hot Wheels cars.
Yeah.
You don't think one day he's going to sit there and push one against his butthole?
No. Why would he do that? He's not crazy.
Daddy, it's in there. Let's go get the x-ray.
Can't wait to be on TV, Daddy.
How funny would that be? Actually, you know what? He fell asleep before that. That was the last bit on the first one. So hey, he Daddy, didn't see that one.
I wonder how horse cum tastes, Dad.
Oh, the horse cum thing was pretty nasty. But again, he didn't know what was going on. Oh, he thought they were drinking milk. Like
it came out of a sleeve that was attached to a horse's dick.
He don't know what a horse's dick is. He thinks it was a fucking cow giving milk. You know what I mean?
He doesn't know the difference between a horse and a cow because it clearly showed a horse.
I don't think he knows where milk comes from exactly.
Oh, I got you.
He thought it was milk because it kind of looks like milk. It was in like a little bottle and stuff. He even said that, like, why is he drinking that milk? And, you know, to me, that's when I get to laugh a little bit harder because he doesn't understand it.
That part still makes me.
But what originally made me think about that when you said bees, the fucking tetherball game they play with a beehive.
Oh, the beehive. That was great.
Oh, my fucking God. Between that one and they're in a limo, and then they dump a beehive in the limo, yeah. and they lock them in there. Yeah. That was fucking great. But
watch Preston Lacey run out of there fucking covered by a swarm.
Now, I think about that, though, and I would have died. Like, if no one would have known that I was allergic to bees and they just did that, I would have died. There would have been no...
Or imagine if you were like, you know, Bam's friend from like across the way and you came on set just to, played that prank on
it. The cum thing,
killed Jay today.
The cum thing killed me. And any of those Dave England ones where he shits, those get me. He shit on the train, on the little town.
He does it by command.
Right? On command.
On command.
He did one where he like laid on his back and exploded straight up in the air.
I do like the Will the Farter one where he blew a bubble with a fart and then Wee Man caught it in his mouth. Oh, shit, man. Jackass was great. If your generation didn't get to experience that, I'm sorry.
That was
comedy at its best. Physical comedy at its best
by
just a bunch of fucking idiots.
Who are now rich.
Most of them are probably rich, yes.
All right, last joke of the day?
Joke of the day.
All right. This is episode 21, guys. We will have some call-ins on episode 22, so stick around for that in 4 days. So, all right, this woman. This woman has a baby. Has complications during the delivery, and her doctor says, "Look, you kind of screwed some stuff in there. You need to get a hysterectomy." So she gets a hysterectomy. Doctor puts her on hormones and medication to help her heal, and she calls him about a week later, and she says, "Hey, doc, I think these hormones you gave me are a little too strong. I'm starting to grow hair on my nipples." And he goes, "Really?" And she goes, "Yeah, just right on the tip." And he said, "Well, just cut them in half or whatever, you know, work on that and we'll see if it helps." Calls him back a week later and she says, "Hey, doc, these hormones are still too strong. Now the hair's all over my nipples and it's starting to go down my stomach." He said, "Well, how far down is it going?" She said, "All the way down to my cock." Nice clean joke for you religious people out there.
Hey, we like giving the nice clean ones that you can tell around the water cooler.
Yeah. And if cock's too strong of a word, just say balls or penis or something.
But I've never worked anywhere with a water cooler.
You haven't?
No, have you?
No, we still don't.
No, well, it just always cracked me up, that term. Fucking water cooler these people are talking about. Anyways, not important. Thank you, guys.
Take it easy.
Later. Sometimes I like to lay.